Hello, hello, my name is Marie.
And my name is Shweta.
And you are watching Dildo Filmy Hair.
This is the series where we discuss actors and actresses that we have very carefully curated, we've researched, and narrowed it down to five actors and actresses that we feel, you know, they just couldn't match up to the hype. They just couldn't. They had a lot of promise. They had a lot of hope and potential.
Yeah.
Something happened along the way, and now they're nowhere to be found.
Da-da-da.
And in this episode, we're going to be concentrating on five flop actresses. And by no means do we have anything against them. We think that they're great. And the fact that they're on our list is because we think that they had the most promise.
Yeah.
Let's
get started. Okay, number one, in no particular order.
No particular order.
Number one, we have Twinkle Khanna.
Twinkle.
Okay, so you know why I like Twinkle Khanna?
Yes.
Because she knows she's a bad actor.
Yeah, but like, I think, and that's one thing to be said, but the truth of the matter is, I feel at the time that Twinkle Khanna debuted in 1995, was it, with Barsaat, opposite Bobby Deol. What a film. It was a hit. And this was a very exciting jodi because it's Rajesh Khanna and Dimple Kapadia's daughter, and we have Dharmender's son coming in a movie together. So,
big.
And I really liked this movie. I really liked her.
Yeah, Marcella was cute.
She was very new and endearing, and like I liked
sweet,
her.
Yeah.
But I feel at that time we were not really looking at actresses for their acting chops. I don't think there was ever a discussion about did she act properly? Did she convey the emotions? It was just, you had to look good. And it's very sad, but that's what the actresses were reduced to. And it was always damsel in distress roles. Or Bigri Wee Larki, who the guy fixes, and now once she falls in love, she's grounded in reality. And so, I mean, now that she says she's a bad actress, was she really?
I don't know. She was pretty bad, Mila. Sunna chahti ho, maine aisa kyun kiya? Himmat hai to suno!
Mera naam Radha nahi, Rupa hai Rupa.
She and really, she knows that.
But I mean, Aamir Khan was bad in Mela too.
Aamir Khan
was bad in Mela. Yeah, he was also really bad in Mela.
I remember watching our interview where Twinkle Khanna was actually crying in the middle of a set of Mela. And Aamir had to go to Twinkle and be like, what's happening?
What's wrong?
Then he's like, I don't want to do this. Why am I doing this? I'm so bad.
So she never liked acting. Yeah. And that's interesting too. Like, she hated going on set. And which is very interesting, but I feel that she had everything that was needed to be a Bollywood actress in that day and age. You know, she was pretty, she looked good on screen, she had decent chemistry with all these leading males. She can dance,
and she's worked with like the big stars, whether it's Salman, whether it's Aamir, Shahrukh, Bachchan,
and Akshay,
Bobby,
all
Govinda.
Yeah, she's you're right. Actually, even Fardeen.
Love Ke Liye Kuch Bhi Karega. That was her last film, way back in 2001, which actually was a hit.
Yeah,
it was a hit. I thought she was good.
Yeah.
लेकिन अगर मेरी शादी तुमसे नहीं हुई ना, तो तुम जानते नहीं मैं क्या कर सकती हूँ।
अंजलि।
I feel her most memorable role for you and I for sure has to be Badshah with Shah Rukh Khan.
Of course.
You know, poor girl.
नहीं 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 सीमा रहने दो। मैं उल्लू और बकरे की आँख से काम चला लूँगा।
नहीं राज।
Yeah, like when he finally gets the gade and ulu ki aankh, and then she looks at him with that face.
मैं देख सकता हूँ। मुझे सब दिखाई दे रहा है। सीमा ना।
Second half, she hates it.
Okay, Baba, I'm sorry. मैंने तुम्हें एक बार धोखा दिया. उसके बाद तो धोखा नहीं दिया ना.
उसके बाद धोखा नहीं दिया. अभी तो धोखे से तुमने मुझे किस किया.
But she had a really good role in that. Like,
yeah, like she had an arc.
She actually had an arc. And also the fact that she wasn't playing just a princess.
Yeah.
She was actually like the cop, right? Sister.
She was Deepak Tijori's sister.
Yeah.
Deepak Tijori, poor guy, dies at the airport.
Yeah, woman of high tha.
And you know what, with the males, we talked about how we want to see them again. I feel, Twinkle, if you don't want to act, it's okay.
I think she's a great author.
Yeah.
She went back to school recently.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. She went back a few months ago. It's been a while.
What is she doing?
She's in London. She went to London because she went back to school. She's doing a master's in something. I don't know what. But I saw a video of Akshay Kumar taking her video of going back to school. So she's reading up. She's like enjoying that part of the student life. She put some post up about like the student life and all. Very funny.
That's actually really
cool. Pretty hype. It's pretty hype. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed by Deepakana.
I like her. Yeah, I like her. And I like the fact that she knows that she was not a great actress. Mm-hmm. She knows it wasn't for her. You know, some people who don't do well, they still come and be like, well, I tried and, you know, I'm good.
Yeah.
But she knows she's not good and her passion's in writing and she's doing that. And she's doing such a great job. Yeah, that's Twinkle Khanna.
Yeah, Twinkle Khanna.
Who do we have up next?
Up next is another debutante that like I was very excited about. My mom was very excited as well because she comes from she's backed by two very famous parents. People were very excited to see if she could live up to her mother's hype. I feel like this was almost as exciting as Abhishek's debut.
Yeah,
because
similar time
and I feel like the level of stardom from both sides of on hers in her family was almost like the level of the Bachchans, man. And this girl that we're talking about, Aisha Deol.
I loved her. I also had a Yahoo group thing.
You did?
Yeah,
no, you're kidding. No, you're kidding. You did? I feel that in her first few movies, and she debuted with Koi Mere Dil Se Poochhe opposite Aaftab Shibdasani and the great Sanjay Kapoor.
Of course. What a debut.
I feel like maybe her debut should have been a little better. I don't think that gave her an opportunity to showcase her talent. I also don't think that movie was successful.
No, it flopped.
But what was her next movie?
Nah, Tum Jaano Na Hum with Hrithik Roshan.
I don't know, neither do you.
Aisha, मेरे कॉलेज में पार्टी है. Aisha, मना मत करना, please.
Okay. Like really? Like we're seriously?
Okay, at that time, देखो, 2000s में. Kim Sharma thi.
I do.
Shamita Shetty thi. Aisha Deol was still
better. I liked her in Dil Leke Haan. I thought she looked very pretty. I love the 2000s hairstyle with the peacock hair. I liked her a lot in her movies with Tushar Kapoor. Interestingly enough. And I think that... Yeah.
But Aisha Deol really tried her luck. She had some good films. But I don't think she had, like, a huge producer behind her. You know what I mean?
Dhoom, when she came back with that total transformation.
Dhoom, she was
Dilbara. That's all I'm going to say. One word.
Not even Dhoom.
Not even Dhoom. Dilbara. Dilbara. Dilbara.
Dilbara. But even in that, she wasn't doing anything.
She looked great.
In the movie.
Yeah, in the movie she wasn't doing anything. But I do remember there was a lot to be said about her transformation. There was like Aisha Deol coming with abs.
With abs.
And she looked good.
She looked good.
What do you think her performance would be that you really enjoyed?
God. You did not expect me to say
no,
that.
No, guys. Gal. With opposite John Abraham. Great looking couple. Alright, so Aisha Deol's breakout role that you enjoyed was Kaal. But what do you think about Darling?
Jo khel tumne mere saath khela, wahi khel main tumhare saath khelun.
Darling, she was good.
I think she was really good. She played a ghost. She played a ghost of a girl that was murdered by Fardeen Khan's character. I actually really liked her. Another movie I really liked her in that is just coming to me right now, Ankahi.
Oh, Ankahi was
really
good.
Ankahi was really good. I really felt she proved that she could act in that film. She was very unhinged.
Aakhir tumne mujhe wahi laakar khada kar diya. Jahan pehli baar mile the.
I feel it's very hard to play unhinged properly.
Yeah.
I don't think she overdid it.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. And I also feel that time, both Ankahi and Darling came at a time where actresses won't do these kind of roles. Yeah, they were not accepted except for Urmila.
Except for Urmila, exactly. Yeah. The only person who played unhinged is Urmila.
Urmila.
Yeah.
So I think people were still like not okay with the fact of.
Yeah, I know that for a fact. People wouldn't even watch those type of movies at that time.
Yeah.
Like Ankahi, no. Like it was a serious film.
Yeah.
Dark undertones.
No glamour. No song. Like you know.
Yeah.
Like,
psychological. Like, yeah. Undertones. Yeah. And, yeah.
So I think if Ankahi comes now, it would work.
It would work so well. It would work. Speaking of which, Isha Deol is coming with a web series called Hunter.
Hunter.
Called Hunter, and it's gonna be with Sunil Shetty.
Well, okay? That's exciting. That's exciting.
Yeah. And I'm excited because I mean, she's getting work.
Yeah.
That's a good sign for all of us. Let's see if she can prove herself in this comeback.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see her after,
after many years.
Many years, yeah. All right. Next up, who do we have, Shweta? We have, this actress.
Yeah.
Never liked her.
Okay.
I don't know why she still exists in the industry. In the industry, okay. not in art. In the industry. Horrible.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Her debut was again YRF backing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. I think she was working with YRF and then Aditya Chopra liked her or whatever. He made a film for her. I'm sorry, I just don't like her.
Who is it?
Okay. So this is one of the recent actresses.
Uh-huh.
And her name is Vani Kapoor.
Vani Kapoor, guys.
Sorry.
So you didn't even like her in her debut film, Should They See Romance?
मैं गोयल साहब को बुला रहा हूँ. बाथरूम नहीं जाना कोई.
No, not at all. Hated the movie.
I felt she was a little refreshing.
New face.
Yeah, new face. And I think that she did a decent job in her debut.
I think she was copying Anushka Sharma a lot. She gave me more of Anushka Sharma, a bootleg version of Anushka Sharma. But I just didn't like her. I was just like, oh god.
You did not like her. But did you like her post the transformation?
Of her face?
The final hai. Kabhi I love you nahi bolna, right?
Right.
Cool.
I really don't know why actresses do that. Like, I get it. You gotta look good. But you guys already look so great. And when I see pretty actresses do stuff like this, like, why?
I know. Like, you... And she had...
It's like a hole.
She had a nice face. She looked very girl next door. She looked very real, okay? Like, her face was very real. Like, any other girl. Which is what we want to see more of in Bollywood. And like in Befikre, she came in a total new avatar. And I know that it was like she was, from Should They See Romance to Befikre, the character was totally different, more confident, open, new agey. And was she good in the film? She was okay.
She was okay.
I feel Ranveer Singh deserved better.
Yeah, and coming directed by Aditya Chopra, I'm like...
I feel again Aditya Chopra fell prey to this whole thing where older people feel like they understand what the young people are doing and then they try to showcase it, but they're missing something. Something 100%. Was missing. Something was gone, I don't know what was going on there. But Befikre was supposed to be a massive film, and I know Vani Kapoor hadn't had a release in a very long time, so everyone was really excited about Befikre.
She was working on the face.
Yeah, but she was gone for a long time for Befikre.
Yeah.
Befikre did not do it well at all, but she came in War.
Oh God.
But I feel like this is probably the role of hers that I liked the most.
Oh God.
And she was only there for 10 minutes.
Legit 10 minutes.
But it was an impactful 10 minutes. It was an impactful 10 minutes. I really
Why will the civilian go? Okay, fine.
Because here's the thing. The gunda is leaving the town tonight. So now...
That's what I hate. Why can't we write good female roles?
She went for a child.
Hopeless actor.
You don't like her acting. Do you think there's potential?
I think she's just...
Why do you think someone like Aditya Chopra is so obsessed with her, though? also the fact that she has a YRF deal, the question begs to be, the question is she getting films from other people that are outside of YRF?
No.
Okay, so then that proves our point. I don't even know what to say. I have hope. I would like to see you do something nice and exciting. Maybe you come in a web series as well. I think that's my solution for everybody. Come in a web series where you can prove your talent.
But I have zero hope.
Because Amrin is not here for Vani Kapoor.
Sorry.
Hey, well...
Who's up next?
So this girl, again, great debut, highly anticipated. I think she proved herself in her debut, comes from a film lineage again, but did not leave a mark. this girl is Sonam Kapoor. Debuted in Savariya.
देखिए, आप हमारे लिए तकलीफ न उठाएं, हम चले जाएंगे.
Opposite Ranbir Kapoor,
and it took her 5 years to get her first film.
5 years to get her first audition, yeah.
Oh my god.
It took me 5 years to get my first film.
But then you got it with Sanjay Leela Bhansali.
Because I auditioned my ass off.
Took her 5 years to get her first audition. Okay, times are hard. But, I mean, she was good in the movie.
I actually really loved Savariya. So Savariya and Om Shanti Om came at the
same time.
Deepika and Sonam, everyone was pitting each other. And I actually like Sonam better than Deepika, guys.
Shanti Priya!
Yeah. I think, you know what? Can I tell you something? Originally, I did too. I thought she looked very beautiful.
So pretty, so natural. Yeah. And her beauty, the way Bhansali portrayed her beauty was like, she didn't have to wear like the shortest clothes. Like, she was covered from head to toe, but she was still so pretty.
She looked beautiful. She really did.
So
we liked Sakina. And that movie
miscast.
Was it was a sad movie, but I mean it was still a Bhansali film and she definitely left a mark. She was pitted against Deepika her whole career, I would say.
Yeah.
And a lot of people thought that she actually had more promise than Deepika. Like Amreen, there was a lot of people that felt that. And she did a lot of movies. I mean
she did. She worked with like even the new guys like Imran Khan. She had I Hate Love Stories.
Yeah.
पागल हो गई हो क्या? क्या फंफास कर रही हो?
तुम नहीं समझोगे. जब तक तुम्हारे साथ नहीं होगा ना, तुम नहीं समझोगे.
She had an Aisha like in her third or fourth film. You're getting a role with that, with, like you know that you have the title role of the film.
Yeah.
And she was supposed to be the main character.
Yeah.
And she's playing with you know Abhay Deol and stuff. She's with Abhay Deol. And I liked Aisha, but you didn't.
I didn't like Aisha at all.
I सिर्फ उनकी help करना चाहती हूँ.
Help होने नहीं.
By the way, I just felt it was a little too frivolous for me. I didn't know where it was going, but that's okay because she did a Ranjana that I liked.
Oh, I
loved
her in Ranjana.
I loved what her character did in the second half.
Yeah, killer.
उस दिन मेरे मन में आया कि तेरे घर लग जाऊं और तुझसे पूछूं कि जिसके लिए तूने कलाई काटी थी बचपन में.
And, but yeah, I actually liked it. I think this is her best film.
I think Ranjana is definitely, because she showed like the nuances. It was a very nuanced role and character. And
full arc. How she was, how she started out the first half, the second half, and the ending. I loved it. I loved the film overall. I just loved her.
Yeah, I loved her too. And the thing is, in that, I don't think we've had a female character like that.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
In Bollywood.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting to see Ranjana.
उसे तो देख नहीं पाई यहाँ तक आते. सोचा तुझे ही देख लूँ.
And I mean, she's had like her fair share of like really big budget movies. Prem Ratan Dhan Payo.
Oh my God, I can't believe she did that.
Thank you. You know. And what else has she done? She's done a Nirja that had a lot of critical acclaim.
सब मैं सिर्फ अपना काम कर रही हूँ. अपना फर्ज निभा रही हूँ.
Like
she came in Veera Di Wedding.
She did a Padman. I mean, she's done her fair share of work. The question here is,
Why can she act?
Why is she flop?
Yeah.
Because I feel.
Okay. Let me tell you something.
Yes, you tell me.
I think she had really good potential.
Yes.
And I feel that if she had done more work.
Yeah.
Especially in the earlier days, because she did films, but it was never consistent. Like, there were times where she wasn't really there.
Yeah.
Because she was more into brand endorsements and modeling.
Yeah.
She went to that route, and she started to focus and enjoy that more.
Yeah.
Versus, say, Deepika, I thought she had a horrible date. Her debut sucked, man. And her first
Shanti Priya was great.
That was not even her voice.
Yeah, that wasn't even her voice. Yeah.
But, like, and she had, like, Love Aajkal and stuff like that. All the films were okay, but her acting was not the greatest.
Yeah.
But she stuck through. She worked hard, and she focused on it. I feel Sonam Kapoor kind of diverted.
Yeah.
I feel like she's kind of focused more on the acting.
Yeah.
Like she would have been good. She was good in Mausam.
She was good in Bhaag Milkha Bhaag.
Yeah.
I liked her.
Yeah, she was good.
The short role that she had.
Short role. So, and even Sanju.
Rakh tu apni phul jhadiyan badhiyan badhiyan.
Yeah, she was okay. She was okay in Sunju. Yeah, like she's.
So I think she has a potential. Yeah. I think she didn't work hard enough.
Yeah, and I think that I think that maybe she also got it easy.
Yeah.
Because you know when you get something easy, you don't value it and you don't work hard.
But I don't think she got easy. She had to work hard. She took 5 years for her debut film,
and her dad told her that like, listen, you can go to all these directors that I
know.
Yeah. Because I don't know Sanjay Leela Bhansali, and like I don't know what's gonna happen with you on the set.
She had to audition for Bhansali's film. Yeah.
So dad's like, who do you want to assist? I said, I want to assist Sanjay. So he's like, no. So I said, why not? He's like, Vidhu's making a film, go there. Adi's making a film, go there. I know these people. I don't know Sanjay. I've never worked with him. Just go and, you know, work with anybody. He's like, I'm not letting you work with him.
I don't think she's going to come back.
She's not?
No. I feel like a Twinkle Khanna. I don't know if she was passionate about this. Mm-hmm. And why I say this is because when she ventured into fashion and all that while Deepika worked on her craft, you know when you enjoy what you're doing, yeah. You want to better yourself. You want to pick those roles. I know she picked a Neerja and she's picked interesting films.
Yeah.
But is this really her calling? Is this her passion?
Who knows?
I don't know. And if it is, Sonam, then please, once you know, you
come back.
Once you've had your time with your baby and all, come back.
I'm like, where should I go?
No, so I was like, I don't want to do that. Obviously, I'm also very stubborn. So he's like, you want to work with Sanjay? I was like, yeah, I want to work with Sanjay. So he's like, then you have to figure it out yourself.
Okay, who's up next?
Okay, last.
The last.
But perhaps not the least. Perhaps not the least. This girl made her debut, does not come from a film family, has no film connections. And I think the way this girl climbed up the ladder of Bollywood and proved herself, she did a lot of roles. She eventually started getting these very interesting path-breaking films that cemented her in the history of Bollywood. But
what happened?
Certain things happened, and whether it was her personal life or her professional life,
she became crazy, guys.
I think she was on a pedestal, and then it was a fall from grace. Very unfortunate because she was the biggest thing in Bollywood at one point.
Honestly, she's the one who kind of brought character roles, especially in female actors. Yes. In Bollywood.
Yes.
So the actress that we're actually talking about is none other than Kangana Ranaut. Pura London thumkda
ho jadon nache pehen di. I feel the most sad about this one because I mean, debut film gangster, Amreen, what did you think?
I loved her.
Right?
I loved
Very
her.
Very unique.
I mean, even her like look was unique.
Yeah.
She acted great for her first film. Didn't look like that was her first film.
No.
And she was like, gangster was a hit.
Yeah.
I loved her. Yeah. I was looking forward to seeing her in more roles.
Same.
And I mean, she has done more roles. Like, she's done a fashion.
Yeah, she's done a Wo Lamhe.
Wo Lamhe.
Fashion, honest to God, she was the she's the takeaway for me. Kangana Ranaut, I was like, this girl, like, that was a difficult role to play,
yeah.
Shonali. Like, it was,
yeah.
And she played it with full conviction. There was no doubt she was Shonali, and to play a drug addict on screen, it's not easy, guys. And to, you know, like,
she's a method actor.
She's a method actor, you know? She did, I think that was like,
she was good.
There were times when I got goosebumps watching her, basically. And,
yeah. But I loved her, and I thought she was fantastic, very like hatke. But over the years, like, I mean, what happened, man? Like, she became crazy.
Like, here's the thing, she's done like a Shaka Laka Boom Boom. Like, she's had her share of like, you know,
flops.
Yeah, interesting films, Ungli, you know, set of flops. But then this movie comes, Queen, which everybody knows about. Everyone knows the story. This film, which was, I don't know if off the bat people would have thought this would have been as successful as it was.
Yeah.
But it became a cult classic.
Yeah. Honestly, when I watched it, I didn't like it. I don't know, in the sense, I expected more.
Yeah.
I was like, okay,
it's very different.
But then when I rewatched it, because I need to rewatch all the time, because, you know, I'm slow. But when I rewatched it, I actually saw this is definitely very different.
Very different.
And not everyone can handle not everyone can handle that role.
Yeah, sure. And you know what I really felt was that, like, she was, like, the majority of the film, she's with these guys that she met at the hostel who are all from different ethnicities, and to be able to keep people captivated despite not having a hero is difficult in Bollywood.
And I think she showed it that it can happen, that it's possible.
And, like, whether it was a Tannu Ed Mannu.
अभी कितनी आ गए
सोई हुई लड़की को पसंद कर लिया?
तुम्हारी वजह से मैंने क्वार्टर वॉडका के साथ 5 नींद की गोलियां खा ली थी।
तनु वाज मनु टू।
ओह अमेजिंग। तनु वाज मनु टू वाज हर्स।
या
वाज हर्स।
यू डिजर्व बेटर देन दिस। आई डिजर्व बेटर देन दिस। अपनी नहीं तो मेरी इज्जत का तो ख्याल किया होता।
ए छोरी, ओस में आ जा। तमीज से बात कर। मेरे पे आसरी है। हारे में क्या लियाकत है?
Like she still gave something new to the character.
She did, and it's not easy to play those type of characters in the first place. And I felt like each time she played those characters, it was different. It was nuanced. It wasn't the same repeat
exactly,
recycle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like, and so what happened then? Here she was one of the
biggest
top, biggest actresses.
She
in the
proved
world.
She proved to us that a female can helm a film. She proved that, like, and I mean, we had so much hope from her that Manikarnika was like a huge thing that everyone was anticipating,
yeah,
and everyone was excited about. But there were so many stories from the sets of Manikarnika about how she tried to take over the film. She tried to. She said
didn't
that
she
directed it
too?
And she produced it
and
she did
music,
the AD and everything.
AD
and she did the music
AD and everything.
हम लड़ेंगे और छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज के स्वराज के सपने को पुनः जीवित करेंगे.
This was one of the movies where I was genuinely bored, and that doesn't happen to me a lot because I will entertain myself. I will go look at the corner and look at something, but there's nothing for me to look at. And
but I guess arrogance played a role here for her.
I think,
downfall, right?
And it makes sense because you know when you're a nobody and you have no background and
you
suddenly you're on this pedestal, sometimes it gets to you. Unfortunately, it's very sad because this actress had the potential to be on the top for years to come with her talent. But
yeah, she got crazy, guys.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know why. I know her personal life, she has gone through a lot, whatever it is. But then I think she just brought two publicly accused, like, you know, Hrithik Roshan, whatever happened. But
yeah,
obviously kind of played like against her.
Yeah,
you can't like just come out and say crazy things. And now, even now, like, I don't know what she's up to, like,
I feel
what
like,
agenda she has.
Yeah, and I feel like her whole thing with Hrithik Roshan right now in my mind is paralleling with Vivek Oberoi and his press conference.
Oh my god,
where,
yeah,
you know when you drag another person, and I'm not saying Vivek was wrong or right, but you know when you drag another working professional who works with you in the industry into the public eye and you're,
yeah,
kind of feuding.
Yeah,
I don't know if that ends well for anybody.
No.
Especially,
we don't
yeah,
even need to know all the stuff, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
like, I think she thought that we would kind of side with her.
Yeah,
it was like how Vivek did for Vivek, but I'm just like, no, man, that's,
yeah,
not cool. It's stupid. It's like so immature.
Yeah,
and that's when she went downhill and like,
yeah, and like Thakur didn't do well. And
but
she,
yeah,
had a lot of highly anticipated films that were supposed to come out in the recent past years. All of them flopped.
Yeah,
all of them, not one hit. And Kangana really fell from the grace.
Whoa, what about Krish 3?
They'll do Hi Bata, so Mom's Jam. Amreen doesn't like that song.
I hate, like, it has no rhythm.
The
man.
Song, they told me, I mean, when I saw the making, it's supposed to convey amphibian love. Okay? That's why the beats are a little off. Yo, the best thing, you know what my biggest problem with that song is? Hrithik Roshan's straightened hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Question, do you think that Kangana can make a comeback? Do you think the audience will accept her?
I think she has damaged herself so badly. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you want. I don't think she can come,
yeah,
back.
Maybe in like 10-15 years she can come back in
as
one
a
of those
grandma?
Or like a character, like, you know,
yeah,
she could,
maybe,
be a villain. I think she'd be a great,
yeah,
villain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't think she can come back now.
Yeah.
I think she needs to take a little step away and,
yeah,
reassess.
Can she stop like, yeah, putting shit on Twitter?
Yeah, and you know what? I really liked her because she worked so hard. Like, you know, remember
she
there was
did
a time when people used to make fun of her English?
English,
and,
yeah.
And she worked hard on that. And she also, in the middle of her career, went to New York Film School and learned like screenwriting. And who does that in the middle of their career?
Yeah.
Kangana. Like,
she had, like, obviously she knows she was the top. She knows she achieved. It's not like she had potential. She,
yeah,
was in the top, but unfortunately, due to some bad decisions, she couldn't sustain.
Yeah,
and that was the end of that. But let's see. Maybe
that
she might come back.
Maybe.
In a really good role. Humble yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, and the last, yeah, last but not least, Kangana or not.
So disappointed.
So disappointing. What can we do?
But that was the episode, guys. Let us know what you felt and who else do you think who had a great debut but did not do too well.
Yeah, like, which actor or actress do you think that was, you know, had a lot of promise and then fell from the graces,
but
for whatever reason.
We really hope you liked this episode. Let us know what you feel in the comments below.
Let us know if there's anybody else you would like to add to this list or what you felt about the people that we covered in today's episode.
On that note, my name is Amreen.
My name is Shweta.
And you're watching Dil To Filmy Hai. Over and out.